Wonderful. Thank you. Well, I'm actually in my car. I'm in the passenger seat, so I can give you my full attention. I'm just really impressed and touched by your story of your little girl from the Ukraine.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So could you, I want you to just tell it to me firsthand, things that come to your mind that may be of interest to our readers.
Special needs adoption is not as scary as it seems.
It's not as scary as it seems? Okay.
It's not as daunting to take care of a child with special needs as it may seem from the outside.
That is a very important point.
Right. And I think that's the point that, for me, that's the point that I'd like for people to know that it's not, our lives didn't change that much because she has special needs, as opposed to the fact that now we have four children. Like, her special needs didn't change the dynamics as much as what maybe one would think.
I totally agree. Yeah, I mean, our household hasn't changed much at all, with the exception of the fact that, of course, we have a new child in our home. But short of that, it's exactly like Jamie said. The dynamic of the home is, for the most part, the same. Work as well.
So you had three children prior to bringing her home?
We did have three children prior, yes, ma'am. We have four now.
Right. Okay. So are these biological children?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what is your daughter's special need? What is it?
She has a congenital heart defect as well as a cleft palate.
And what does this heart defect cause? What do you have to be careful of?
Well, right now we don't have to be careful of too much because she's only two, so she's not super active. There really isn't a lot of self-preservation for her. When she's had enough or she's winded, she sits down. So we don't really have, we ourselves don't really have to be careful of anything other than to watch for any kind of abnormal behaviors.
Okay.
Which we haven't experienced yet, so.
I'm making notes here. So when she's winded, she just sits down.
That's right. She takes her own little breaks. When she's overactive or if she gets a little winded, then she'll sit down for a second, and then when she's ready to get back up, she gets back up.
But I can tell you, she's very energetic, though, for what she has going on with her life. That kid is full of energy.
Mm-hmm. She's busy.
Mm-hmm.
Very busy. Pretty normal two-year-old, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
More normal than I think I would have thought before we brought her home.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. Now, as far as the cleft palate, was that something that had been taken care of before you adopted her, or has she had surgery for that?
No, ma'am. Her cleft palate is still open.
It's still open?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what is the plan for that?
Well, actually, we don't really know what the plan is yet because her heart issue is the determining factor on when they will fix her palate. So we're getting ready for an upcoming move, so we're going to have to switch doctors, and then the surgeons will tell us at our next duty station what their plan is, whether or not they want to do the palate first and then do the heart, or if they want to do the next heart surgery with the palate. We're sort of waiting until we get.
So you are anticipating there may be heart surgery.
There will definitely be heart surgery.
Okay, so you'll have the two surgeries upcoming. Whether or not they're together, you don't know yet.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I'm making that note. Now, she is adorable. In the video, she is so cute.
She is very, very cute. We were lucky with that.
So her cleft palate doesn't really show very much.
She doesn't have a cleft lip, just a palate.
Just a palate, but not the lip.
Yes,
so that
ma'am.
Makes
there was no lip involvement. Yes, ma'am.
So is it hard to for to eat with the cleft palate?
I don't think it is.
When she first got to our home, it was a little tough for her. I think solely because she was unable to chew food. Prior to coming home, everything was kind of, you know, food in mouth and swallow. There was no chewing going on. So I think it seemed hard for her to chew food. But once she learned a few weeks into being home, she then ate and continues to eat absolutely everything that we can feed her. And they're larger bites now that she can chew her food much more efficiently. So at first there was a little difficulty because she couldn't chew and swallow very well, but now she has no issues.
I think we sort of went in stages as well because we didn't really know what to expect other than the information that you get from, you know, limited research you could do from the internet or from maybe somebody else that has a child with the same condition. And so we sort of went in stages. You know, when I first got home, it was strictly baby food. And then a couple days later, I'd let her sort of take bites of stuff. And then those little Gerber puffs that sort of melt in her mouth, I thought we'd try those. And then, I mean, we're up to now, I cut her food up kind of small only because I don't want it to get stuck if she's not chewing well, and I give her a fork and she eats her food. And if it gets stuck, she sneezes. Or, you know, I give her a drink and she'll sort of rinse it out, if you will. And that's pretty much it. I mean, she doesn't really have many difficulties with food, and she'll eat anything. So, which is good.
And you didn't know that when you got her. You were just taking her
anything? No, we didn't have any idea really how to go about the palate being open.
So that was an act of faith on your part that we're going to be able to help her, this is going to work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. How old was she when you got her?
I don't think it was so much that we did want to help her, but I don't think it's, I think a lot of times with an international adoption or a special needs adoption, domestic or international, it's focused so much about how much we help and how much we are doing for them. But for me, and I think for Ernie, I think a lot of it was how much can I empower her to learn things for herself.
Right.
How much can I help her to do things for her, not necessarily me doing everything for her, but how can we teach her that at some point in her life she's going to be able to be an adult herself and she's going to do for herself. I think there's a lot of focus on how much we have done and how good people we are when really we brought her home with the intention of making her a part of our society as normally as we can. I don't want
her to be independent of you.
Right. I want her to be, if that's possible for her down the road, I want her to be independent of us, yes.
Right. Now, don't take that wrong. That's not to say we're you know, hands-off parenting. But by all means, we want her to be as independent as she can. So we let her do everything she can do on her own.
Yeah.
And she's slowly, you know, doing more and more things every day on her own, not wanting our assistance. So
she's becoming more confident and independent.
Absolutely.
Daily.
And that's just a great gift for her, because that's what we do for all of our kids.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Now, is there any recommendation you would give to someone who was thinking of adopting a special needs child?
Research. You need to make sure that your husband, your partner, you know, whatever the case may be, is that you guys are both on board for the same types of special needs, that you know that there's going to be work involved, that you realize that these children may be a little bit different than your biological kids or your other adopted children if they're typically developing. I would want to be prepared for the worst and be prepared for the best at the same time so that, you know, you weren't surprised by anything. You know, if there are things that come at us through this adoption, you know, you're never going to know anything about a child that's, you know, that's adopted unless you have access to their birth parents. And so I think research and an open-minded, open-ended conversations with the person you're adopting with is probably really important.
So who did you, was she in an orphanage?
She was.
So you were very open with those caretakers there to find out everything you could about her. Is that what you're saying?
Well, just to speak to other people that are a part of the adoption community, other adoptive parents, physicians that have adopted or physicians that are familiar with institutionalized children or children that do have special needs, because we weren't. We have friends that have maybe kids that have special needs, but it's not the same, you know, from the outside in as it is when you actually have one.
And be prepared, too. You know, I would let those folks know to be prepared that, you know, once they do arrive somewhere to meet their child for the first time, expect the unexpected. Just because you've done your homework and, you know, you think you've got as much information as possible and you're fully prepared to have this child in your home, that when you get there and you meet them, there may be some underlying issues with the child or, something you didn't expect. And I wouldn't want to deter anybody by that by any means, but, you know, just like Jamie said, go there open-minded, and expect the unexpected is probably the best bit of wisdom I could give somebody is just be happy and go.
Yeah, so be ready for the unexpected.
Right.
Just don't expect it to all just be smooth
right.
and perfect.
Right.
Just because of special needs adoptions are normally or typically your shortest processes does not mean it's going to be that smooth after the adoption when
right.
your child's home, so.
Yeah, everything isn't sunshine and
right.
rainbows.
Yeah, right.
But again, it's like every other child, you know, mm-hmm. every other, you know, a typical family. You know, the children are they just want to be there, they want to be loved, and you take every day as it comes, so.
Oh, that's so true. Okay, now, how are your other children with her?
Our twins are boys. They are very older brother-ish already. There's a shared fence at the daycare that they all go to. They're separated by age, but the boys can see her through the fence, and they absolutely will tolerate no silliness with Sandy. If somebody knocks her down, they tell immediately, "Hey, somebody, mm-hmm. somebody knocked my sister down," or. We haven't had any kind of division or really any jealousy issues, and I think we've been really lucky with that.
I know we've been half expecting it at least a little bit. You know, I'm not not one of the only children anymore, or you mm-hmm. know, there's a younger sibling coming, and I really can't recall a single time.
No.
In these last few months, where our boys or our daughter said anything.
Yeah, or even the 13-year-old, she, you know, it was like Sandy walked off the plane and into our family like she had always been there.
Mm.
Like everybody just knew that somehow our child was born in Ukraine and we just had to wait a couple of years before we could go get her. It was just not like, I don't feel like there's any animosity or jealousy at all. If anything, they're super stoked in the morning to get up and go get Sandy. And this morning they made her a waffle for breakfast. And, you know, they helped me pick out clothes and tell me what, you know, what they think she should wear or if I should do her hair.
Something important, I think it's very important that we did, we shared everything with our kids. We didn't hide, to a point. We let them know what her medical conditions were, what we may have to do with her when she gets home, what her name is, what she looks like, any pictures we had. We asked them questions, you know, how they felt. So we got them as involved as we could in the process, and I think that may have helped. So that would be something else I would definitely recommend to future parents.
Just being open, I think, was paramount for us.
Mm-hmm.
They knew from the time that we started this to when she came home that there was going to be a sister coming home. Now, you know, I'm not sure. It was such a lengthy process that I'm not sure they really believed us until we actually went to Ukraine and we were able to show them a picture of her. But I think just being open with them and them knowing that this is why she's coming to live with us and this is who she is, and this is what may or may not happen when she gets home, I think has helped quite a bit with them not being jealous. They understand that she's just a little girl that, you know, she needed a mommy and daddy, and we were the mommy and daddy for her, and they're her brothers, and that is what it is.
Yeah, oh, that's good. All right, well, you call her Sandy?
We do, we call her Sandy. It makes it a lot easier. Alexandra is not easy for everyone to pronounce, so.
Right, and Sandy's a cute name.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. And she responds well to them as well, I guess.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
So she has fun playing with them. And
mm-hmm. She does like to play. She's getting more playful with them, I think, as she's realizing that there's a family connection with them, too. You know, she, within the last couple of weeks, has started to hug them before she goes to bed. She's playing with them more, playing with them instead of sitting beside them and playing, if that makes
sense. Okay. All right. So where are you going next?
Hopefully, we're going to MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, my gosh, that would be a nice assignment.
Right, that's what we said. So we're pretty excited about it for a myriad of reasons. It's a good place for us to go.
That's good. Well, we were in the military for about 7 years. My husband was a pilot in the Air Force. So I kind of know that feeling of getting a new assignment.
The excitement that comes along with a new place.
I know. It keeps your life very interesting.
It does.
May I say to you both, because you're both sergeants, right? One is
yes,
a tech sergeant, one, and you are a, let's see, what are you?
Master sergeant.
You're a master sergeant, Ernie, and
yes.
Jamie, you're the tech sergeant?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I just on behalf of my husband and me, we just thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you.
We just need you. We need you.
Well, we need it now. So,
yeah.
That goes both ways.
It's a process. That's right. We work together.
That's
but
right.
We're very grateful for what you're doing, and what a blessing to have your children be in your lives and to be part of this country and part of what happens here. So, I really appreciate it. Is there any last thing you might want me to share?
I can't think of anything, honestly, that we hadn't mentioned. You know, just a few key points would be, you know, be open-minded. Expect the unexpected because it's going to happen, but that's with any family, any children. And, you know, just live every day happy and look forward to the next one no matter what happens.
And I guess
who is your greatest support? Let me ask you this. I can hardly hear you now.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I'm still here, yes. Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Just last thing, who is your greatest support? Do you have a good doctor? Are your parents really supportive?
I would say overall, our families are extremely supportive. But as you know as well as we do that, you know, with the military, not everybody's always stationed near their home or their families. So I would say that Jamie and I are probably our biggest supporters for each other, you know, for everything. But our family has definitely been. There hasn't been a negative word spoken by anybody on either side of our family, nor from the military. The military family has been just as helpful. And
specifically my father, though, who dropped his job and his life for 30 days to come here and take care of our boys while we were in Ukraine the first time. You know, anytime I've ever needed anything in my life, my parents have been there for me. And I knew that when I asked my father if he would come here and watch my boys for 30 days at 61 years old, there'd be no question about anything except, do they have allergies? Where do I take them to school? And what day do you need me to be there? And so we have been really lucky with our own personal support on base and our family lives as well.
That's wonderful. Well, and there's a lot of information on your video that it will be inspiring too, and we'll link to that in the article so they can see themselves how sweet and wonderful your family is.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to share your story with me.
Thank you for hearing about our story.
Thank you.
And Joy, this is Tech Sergeant Morris from the Public Affairs Office. Just kind of a quick follow-up. When do you expect this to publish? And this is going to be on adoption.com.
I don't know. I write them, and then I submit them, and then they choose when certain articles are going to come out. But my guess is that it's going to be sometime within the next 6 to 8 weeks. Now, if you want me to notify you when it's out, I can do that.
If you could, I would really appreciate that.
Okay, so would you just email me and just say, notify me here when the Valley Child story is on?
Okay.
Okay.
And what's your email address?
It's thejoy@lundbergcompany.com. Company spelled out. And Jamie and Ernie, are you still on?
We are.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of anything else, you got that email address, joy@lundbergcompany.com. Just shoot me off any other statement you think. Oh, I wish I'd told her this.
No.
Oh, you know what? You can tell people if they'd like to contact me to ask, you know, questions on how to get started, or, you know, if they have nice things that they would like to ask or they're thinking about adoption. I would be glad to talk to anyone that is thinking about it.
Oh, that's fabulous. Okay, and where should they contact you?
I have an email address that they can contact me on. It's my first initial. It's J, and then my last name is Meadows Valley. It's all one word.
Meadows.
Valley. And that's at yahoo.com.
Oh, that's great. That's very generous. Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're more than welcome.
All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful day. And
thank you. You too.
And just be in my prayers. I think you're doing wonderful things, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you another time, perhaps, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.